Chapter 2. Abraham's Obedience. Now the Lord had said to Abram, "Go forth from your country, and from your relatives, and from your father's house, to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the ones who curse you, I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Genesis 12 verses 1-3. The account goes on to say Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him. Remember, Abram was 75 years old, married to Sarah who had no children. His wife and his brother's son Lot went with him. Note the significance of this event in Abram's life. God spoke to Abram and asked him to go on a journey, not knowing his destination, not taking people with him, going to a faraway place, not knowing any details except what God said. There would have been questions: how far? What is our provision? What will we be doing when we get there? He would be leaving all that was safe and familiar behind, even house and family, only taking Sarah his wife. Sarah was obedient to her husband, as he was to their God. They took all their possessions with them, and Abram passed through the land, going as far as the site of Shechem. As Abram approached this land, the Lord again appeared to him and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Genesis 12 verse 7. He then pitched his tent and called upon the Lord. Friends, we must recognize by now, Abram had a special connection to heaven, a connection beyond the veil to where God exists. As you the reader might know, his name later became Abraham, meaning prince, because of his connection and relationship with God. Abraham's connection did not happen overnight. I am sure you have noticed he heard God's voice, and his obedience to God was the key to an intimacy with God. In our pursuit of God, we must continually ask him, "Are you pleased?" So Abraham went forth as God had spoken to him. Genesis 17:1-3. Now when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly." And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations." Genesis 17 verse 19. God said, "Sarah your wife will bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him." There was a wonderful closeness between Abraham and his Lord, an intimate relationship. They were relational and had great communion. This led Abraham to one of his greatest tests. I am sure that we as fellow servants of the Most High realize that God always tests us, as he further invests us in his kingdom work. Abraham's test was about trusting in God's promises. Abraham had only one son by Sarah. His name was Isaac. Isaac and Abraham were relationally close, as Abraham had been with Father God. God had told Abraham to take his son Isaac to Mount Moriah to offer him up as a sacrifice. God had promised Abraham that he would be the sire of many nations through his son Isaac. We read in Genesis 22 verse 7-8 that even as they were approaching the mountain to make the ceremony, the son inquired of the father, "Behold the fire and wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham, in his trust and relationship with the Lord, knowing of the Lord's faithfulness to his promises, replied, "The Lord himself will provide a lamb for the burnt offering, my son." Abraham knew Isaac was his promised son. He followed through with God's instructions, continued to trust in the living God. As God sought Abraham's trust and faithfulness, he then provided a ram which was caught in the thicket by his horns. Wow! Abraham knew his God was the God of provision. And now God had provided an animal for the burnt offering. Through this example, Abraham had taught his son to trust God and how to have a passionate pursuit of resting in God's promises. What a fine testimony of a father and son's trust in each other, which is pictorial of Abraham's relationship with Father God. As this story of Abraham and Isaac unfolds, we see a lesson being taught. It was a teaching of trust from father to son. The father would learn that the heavenly father was teaching his son that he could trust beyond the heavenly veil. In this story, we read that God provided a ram in the thicket as the father, Abraham, made this incredible willing sacrifice of his son, Isaac, and of the son's trust in his earthly father and his heavenly father. Aren't you as encouraged as I am of this mighty testimony? I believe God is challenging us to expand our borders in this heavenly realm. Are you ready to go into this supernatural dimension in intimacy with your heavenly father?